From scratch.
Welcome to this week's From Scratch. I'm Martin Cousins, and
my name is Nigel Payne.
This week we are talking about you, Nigel. Not just about you, but some of your work, because you have just published a new book, and it's on leadership. And listeners will probably know that leadership development is a very, very big business globally, multi-billion pound business, and it doesn't seem to work for a lot of people, I think it's fair to say. So you've written a book on leadership, and tell us, how is it different to all the other books on leadership that are out there?
There are 40,000 other books, apparently.
Wow.
So there are lots of books on leadership. Why did I write yet another to add to the pile? Well, I wanted to write a book that was completely different to the other 39,999 leadership books, because I've focused on what actually works in leadership development rather than models. Most of them are on models. These are the five key competencies, the 40 key competencies. This is about resonant leadership. This is about authoritative leadership, authentic leadership, servant leadership, Harvard leadership model, et cetera, et cetera. I actually think that the model is irrelevant. It's about the implementation. You can take any model and make it work for you. You can take any model and it's a waste of money and a waste of time. So my focus is on the practical elements of developing leadership programs in a way that they work. In other words, they change the behavior of leaders and therefore the culture of the organization. And I think that's the most important thing that you can do. And I'm upset, really, that there is so much dysfunctionality in organizations, so much appalling leadership, and so much unhappiness and bad behavior running through our organizations. And as the world moves faster, life gets tough in any kind of corporate or any other sort of organization. It doesn't necessarily have to be business. I think that in the not-for-profit sector, government sector, as pressures mount, behavior often gets worse, not better. So if you take a distant view, you can look down and say, Nigel, you know, if you just look at how much more unhappy people are at work, surely $50 billion investment in leadership is just pouring money down the plug. And I think there's an answer to that, to say, no, we don't just give up. Developing our leaders is one of the most important things we can do, but let's do it right. And so I've given a whole bunch of examples, from very cheap to very expensive ways we can make leadership development work. And as far as I know, no one has done that. That's what makes it different.
Okay, so two things. What is the title of the book?
The book is called Building Leadership Development Programs That Work. It's the last two words that are important.
Okay, so I presume your previous book, you went and asked lots of people what they were doing. And I'm presuming you've taken the same approach here.
Yes.
So just could you just give us a couple of those practical elements that maybe surprised you? The things that people were doing, you thought, actually, that I find it quite surprising that that's working for you.
Yes, I will. I think that there were two elements to the research. One is I did a lot of book research, so I did look at, you know, the history of leadership development. And I suppose the most blindingly obvious insight that came to me was that it is not about leader development, it's leadership. Mm-hmm. And therefore, if you focus on the individual and say, you know, Martin Cousins, you are a leader, you will transform this organization, we will turn you into from being a good leader to a great leader, you're actually wasting your money. Leadership is something that runs through the whole organization. And to be a good leader, you need people who will follow and listen, and you need a vision, and you need a shared meaning and a culture. And all of that was a really important insight. So don't just focus on 12 leaders. Focus on how leadership works all the way through your organization. And the second insight was that, hey, you know, you can do this in all sorts of different ways. You can use free resources like TED Talks. You can do it online. It doesn't require people to be taken out of the workplace for weeks on end to do, you know, expensive things. But if you do take people out of the workplace, you can make that a deeply transformative experience. Like one of the case studies is on Antarctica, right? I did some leadership development on the ice in Antarctica, and that it was called Leadership on the Edge. And that ability to discomfort people, but in a very supportive environment, that really did make a massive difference. So you take people out of their comfort zone, you challenge them, but you don't do it in a way that is scary and puts them in any kind of danger, intellectually or physically. I thought that was an insight that I was never sure about, all of those kind of, you know, outward bound stuff. You know, if you can build a bridge to get over a river, what the hell does that do to what you do in an organization? Actually, it's not the building the bridge. It's actually that process of tight engagement with a supportive group and being pushed into arenas where you are not secure and you don't know the answers. That prepares you for a life back in the organization where you're not secure and you don't know the answers, but you know how to manage that. So, you know, there's just two examples of real insights and things that were different that I hadn't really picked up before I started work on the book.
Great. So it sounds to me like we have a book that provides us with really good practical tips on how to make leadership development work. So,
yes.
And according to the author, it's the only one out there that does it. So, Nigel, we're going to leave it there, but as you say goodbye, just give us the title one more time.
The title is Building Leadership Development Programs That Work. It's published by Kogan Page. And if you order it from www.koganpage.com rather than from Amazon, you'll get a nice big discount if you put in the code Friends of Nigel. So you are my friend if you buy the book, and you can get a stonking discount if you use that code.
Brilliant. Nigel, thank you very much.
It's a pleasure, Martin. Good to talk. From scratch.